So today we'll be talking about the importance of fire in your life. The importance of fire in your life. Praise God. That's what we'll be talking about today. Glory to Jesus. We hope to run through the service quite earlier today so that we can, because we have a meeting with the women, the Jesus girls. Oh, you guys have canceled it. You are not sounding excited. That's why I want you. If your name is not there, maybe you are. Maybe. Okay, Sikira is there. Praise God. So we will run through the service early today so that we can have that. I think Pastor Lalo also has a presentation to make, right? How many minutes will that take? Okay, let's say 5 to 10 minutes thereabout. Praise God. The importance of fire in our lives. You know, I was with the Sunday school guys, and I began to share with them the importance of fire. You know, a lot of us do not really see fire as important. You know, one of the greatest prophets we have in Scripture, in fact, the greatest prophet. You know, there is a greatest prophet in Scripture. Huh? Like, the Bible picked somebody and says that he's the greatest prophet. Who's the greatest prophet? John the Baptist is the greatest prophet. Jesus gave him that award and said, "You are the greatest prophet." Jesus gave John the Baptist that award and said, "Of all those born of women, there was not reason. There has not risen one greater than John the Baptist." Amen. He's the greatest person. When Jesus was making this statement, at this time, he was the greatest prophet or greatest man. You see. He now says, but the least in the kingdom is greater than John the Baptist. Now, when you go to Matthew chapter 3, Matthew chapter 3. Holy Spirit, we believe that you will minister to us this morning in the name of Jesus. This night, we have a final session this night. And it's going to be an explosive session. The spirit of faith. We need to look at it. Why are we having all these sessions? Because there's about to come a lot of troubles. And so you must know how to, you must be prepared to navigate the storm. You see, I want you to declare profit in crisis. Yes. Are you with me? I want you to declare profit where? In crisis. That's why we're having these meetings. And you need to make the best of it. You need to... I'm looking very handsome in this. It's very serious. This flyer, they didn't release this. I've been begging Gabriel to release this flyer because I want this, my beautiful face, to... Everybody should see it. Amen. Amen. It's okay. Now, in those days, John the Baptist came preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For this is he who was spoken of by prophet Isaiah, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Now, John himself was clothed in camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist. And his food, you see, was locust and wild honey. Then Jerusalem, all Judea, and all the region around the Jordan went out to him and were baptized by him in the Jordan, confessing their sins. Like they were saying that there's something about John that the whole of Jerusalem and Judea were just going to him. And then for some reason, you see, they will just start confessing. There is an effect John has that when you are around John, you must confess. That was the dimension of conviction power that is at work in the life of John. All right. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming to his baptism, he said to them, brood of vipers. Like, they're already coming to be baptized, but he's not going to allow them, you know, he's not going to allow them peace. He says, brood of vipers, who warned you to flee? Who warned you from the wrath to come? Therefore, bear fruits worthy of repentance. And do not think to say to yourselves, we have Abraham as our father. For I say to you that God is able to raise up children to Abraham from these stones. And even now the axe is... So John is saying, oh, you're already perceiving that there is a wrath to come. You see. So one of the reasons for the baptism of John and for the ministry of John was to protect some people. Are you with me? From what? From the wrath to come. So you see, when there is wrath, one of the things God does is that he releases a baptism so that you can be isolated from the wrath. Now, one of the descriptions, one of the ways baptism happens is through preaching. Preaching is a type of baptism. You know, when you look at the ministry of John from the external, you would assume that he was only putting people inside water. But when you go deeper and further in scripture, you will find out that there was a mighty teaching ministry that John had. Mighty one. You see, one of the disciples is Apollos. And the Bible spoke about how Apollos was a man who was mighty in scripture. You see, he was well taught by John. In fact, the school of John was so powerful that almost one third of Jesus' disciples, they were disciples of John. Like, if not that he's Jesus, would have said he stole another person's church member. But he can't do that. They were majorly John's disciples. That's how sound they were. Very sound. You know, they asked him, he said, are you going to this day restore the kingdom back to Israel? Why were they asking those questions? Because they have been trained. Not everybody is asking those questions. Are you with me? So when we talk about the baptism of John, we're talking about a type of teaching. Now, Jesus' disciples one day asked him, teach us to pray. The way John taught his disciples. So they even had a doctrine of prayer. They had a doctrine. Like, if you are a student of John, there's a way you will pray. You will not pray like the Pharisees. These ones were not praying like the Pharisees and the Sadducees. They had upgraded prayer. You know, there's a way, if you're a member of this house now, there's a way you will pray. And there are some places you will go to when they are praying, you can't pray. Are you with me? Because your doctrine will not allow you to pray those kind of prayers. Father, if they raise a prayer and say everywhere they have tied you, you know you won't join that prayer. Whether they have tied you or not is inconsequential. But you have learned something that makes you not to see yourself as one who is tied. You see? And the people who have been taught that they are tied, you see, they will pray about it. But you will not pray those kind of prayers because you have been baptized into a type of teaching that makes you not to pray, you know, those prayers. Some, you know, it's been a while, for many years I haven't seen them, but I know those prayers still exist. You know, I'm not in the space. I don't know. I've never been there for a lot of years. I haven't heard it. But I know they are still praying, you know, those prayers. And some people, let's not even go there. So John was a teacher of the word. So he says, the reason why I'm teaching this thing is because there is a wrath to come. So you see, when God releases a teaching, it's because of a problem. There is a problem that the teaching is meant to... You know, when we were learning about marriage, for example, when we were learning about marriage, when we were way younger than this, it's because of the problem ahead. You know, and we hear some things now that is a shocker to us that people are going through that. Are you together with me? We are shocked. Why? Because we have committed ourselves. We have been baptized to some teachings. Huh? We have been what? Baptized. We have been baptized to some teachings. You see, when I hear that a man spoke to his wife in a certain way, I'm like, how did you do that? Or a woman spoke to her husband a certain way. Or a man told the wife, Jade Kuro Lemi. You know, it's strange to us. Like, Jade Kuro Lemi. You know, it's kind of, like, what kind of person is this? Is he also a human being? Or maybe God created something we don't know about. Because there is a teaching that some things can't come out of our mouth. It's not in our heart. The peak of our frustration is to take a walk. We will be the one to take a walk. You see, if I vex on my wife, the problem is I'll be homeless. You know, my spiritual father called my wife and was joking and they were just yabbing me. You know, I said, mother, like if it was tell me what the beauty is to my daddy. Or do to look at the time. It's a baby deep and red. I'm going to go to the baby. Go to the baby. Did I tell you the truth? So there are teachings that protect you from the wrath to come. Now, you see, anybody who is not preparing you for wrath, you see, is a rot to you. I'm telling you, anybody who is not preparing you, there is a wrath to come. There is a wrath to come. I tell you the truth. The enemy is always cooking something. And God prepares us for it. So John is saying, you guys, Pharisees and Sadducees, do you know that after a while, it wasn't long before the ministry of Sadducees and Pharisees ended? Yeah. Those were the major custodians of the law, so to speak. But by the time Jesus and John were done, after some years, when the invasion happened and the old Jerusalem was invaded, there was nothing called anymore. There's a wrath to come that the baptism of John was delivering them from. You see? So he's saying that John was given to them by God to release the technology for future survival. So when you don't know John, you will not survive in the future. few years ago, when Twitter came out, when they started Twitter, so they used to talk about how many followers, say, follow me, I follow you, or something like that. Huh? Follow. Talk about follow. That you have followers and all of that. So you see, I told myself that, what do I know in life that I would need followers? So I said I will never go to Twitter. It's a worldly thing because only Jesus should be followed. So I went against Twitter. Now years have passed, you see. Till today, I don't know how to operate Twitter. Like, it's like magic when I see. You see, if you see anything posted on Twitter that has my name, it's Lyle that posted it. Lyle, it's not me. I don't know anything about Twitter. And I see the way people have fun. So you see, because Twitter was the future of communication, but I was stubborn not to learn it. So now I'm an illiterate in Twitter. Huh? Talk less of TikTok. That one is not the future of communication. That one. But that's how I said about Twitter too. I'm suffering. Let's see how this one too goes. That one is from Satan. That one is not from God. I tell you the truth. God in his mercies releases teachings to us because of crisis that is about to happen in the future. I'm telling you the truth. If you play with it, you will cry without it. I tell you. If you play with it, you are going to cry without... I'm serious. Now, it says, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Therefore, bear fruits worthy of repentance. It means that now that you are coming, don't just come so that it can look like you came. You know? What does it mean, bear fruit of repentance? Adjust your life in line with these new teachings. You know, some people do, they want to affiliate. Huh?
Yes, sir.
But he said, no, don't do that. If you just affiliate, the wrath is still going to get you. You have to begin to adjust your life. You know, let me give an example. Now, you're a member of this church. Maybe you're a woman, for example, and you're a core member of this church. And then you have a prophet that you gave three names. Do you understand? Like Bode, Shegu, and Titus. Like you gave a prophet those names that they should help you pick which one is your husband. I tell you, if you still have that type of mindset, you are an affiliate. It's not showing. You see? And there are a lot of people like that. Like, they are still fully, their membership to where they are coming from is still intact. I tell you the truth. They are like, is it Nicodemus? You know Nicodemus?
Yes.
Nicodemus says, no man can preach these things except the Lord be with him. No one can do this except God be with him. But the Bible told us that he came in the night. Because if he went during the day, his fellow Pharisees will see him and say, what are you going to do there? I tell you the truth. A lot of us are criminals like that too. We do the right things in the night. Because we are still affiliated. You see, there are people here who still have prophets. I mean, They would enter a bus somewhere. They would drop somewhere and get a bike. The bike will now drop them somewhere. They will now remove their slippers and now go down. Then they will bend and enter somewhere like this. And there is an old man that will call them, "My daughter, you have come again." I tell you. Now, whilst they are there, they will quickly change their WhatsApp status to spirit of faith that is happening this evening. Yeah. They will put spirit of faith and say, "I can't wait for tonight." I tell you the truth. Is that not a very serious thing? It's a very serious thing. Yeah. There are people like that. So John told them, he says, you have to bring forth fruits of repentance. Let's read. And do not think to say to ourselves, we have Abraham as a father. You understand? Like, GCC is our church. I have about 18 pictures with Papi. 18 pictures. For I say to you that God is able to raise up children to Abraham from these stones. You see, God does this regularly. See, that the Jew is, it was it 2 years today. Those who will receive his mantle, one of the qualifications is not to be a redeemed member. You don't have to be a redeemed member. There are going to be a lot of redeemed members whose the mantle they will receive is not that the Jew's mantle. Eh? It's Abudu Sheka's mantle. Abidu Sheka. Yeah. You know Abidu Sheka? Ah. You don't know Abidu Sheka? It's a powerful person. You don't know Abidu Sheka? Ah, it's from your side, man. I tell you the truth. So it's not by affiliation. No. Yeah. It's that you need to start now adjusting your life.
Yes. Yes.
You must practically adjust your life to the things that you are hearing. Yes. To the baptisms.
Yes.
You see, because God is able to raise children from stones. I'm telling you. It's talking about people from afar can receive what those who are near haven't been able to receive.
Yes.
I tell you. People from afar can receive. The disciples one time were angry about people from afar who had received from the Lord. In fact, they started their own church. They were doing their own stuff, casting out devils without being close to Jesus. I like those kind of people. Because you receive with intensity of heart.
Yes.
Do you know that? I find out that I, who is in the ministry, I am more intentional and serious about business than those who are not in the ministry. You see, the way some people live their life, I used to think that they must have another life that all of us don't know about. They kept it somewhere. This one, they are just playing with it. Like they have another life, definitely. They kept that one somewhere. They are now deceiving all of us. Because the way people, the lack of seriousness people live with is a shocker to me. Some people will call themselves, for example, you call yourself Baba. You call yourself Baba. And you have been calling yourself Baba for 4 or 5 years. And you cannot bab. No, it's a mystery. Because the question is, how will God bless you? I don't know. Maybe there is an angel that brings money to people over the weekend. Yeah, maybe the weekend. Maybe every first weekend of the month. It's a mystery to me. Why will you not be good at what you are doing? You are not good. And you are praying. Okay, if you are not good and you are praying, what will happen? I don't understand what you want to do. What prayer will God answer when you are not good? Because if God answers that prayer, then he has to change to be a liar. He has to be a liar. Okay, you are a doctor. You are a surgeon. But you are not good. And you are now praying to God to bring you patients that so that you can have money. Okay, if God now answered that prayer. Okay, he answered your prayer. He brought a patient to you. Now, that patient that he brought to you, did God answer that patient's prayer? So what I'm asking is, are you an answered prayer to the person God is sending to you? Like, how can you be young and not good? No, it's a disgrace. Like, you are young. Because when you are old, the chances that you will be good, that you can start to be good, are almost not there. But you are young and you are not good. And then, now that you are not good, instead of you to go and be good, you are acting like you are good. And you say you have a future. Listen, anybody who prophesies to you that you have a future is whining you. You have to be good, right?
Yes, sir.
You have to be very good. You have to be voracious about learning. You have to spend your life learning. Whenever I want to play a game, when I ask someone, maybe I want to play FIFA, and I ask someone, you sabi play? And the person say, get out. I don't play. I will never play with that guy. Because when you can play FIFA, if they ask you, sabi play? Your response will be like, you will cry. There is an arrogance that comes with anybody that can play FIFA. If you are not arrogant, you can't play. How many of you know what I'm talking about? Those who play FIFA. Because the idea of FIFA, you see, is to cause pain. It's to cause pain. It's to let somebody know that your days of joy are over, you know. Yesterday, I was playing with Bawale and he was happy. So his wife was going to sleep. So I told the wife that, I want you to look at his countenance. When he's coming upstairs, I told her, my work tonight is that he will not climb these stairs with joy. I told the wife, I said, just look at his face. You will find out that a work has been done. I did it. That's the language of people who play games. That's how we talk. You know, and then by the time I was destroying him, he prayed that God will, that, you know, the light will go. And then this is the light. God answered his prayer. But his joy was tampered with. But not at the level that I wish to tamper. So you see, when I'm done with this service, after the night, at night, I will go back and finish what I started. No. Why is he happy? Why are you happy? See, dollar rate. Why are you happy? You see, you have to be good. And as busy as Bawale is, you see, he's a very busy man. He locked himself somewhere. Before I came, he has locked himself because he just got the new CD. So he locked himself. He has been training. I saw it. And now I'm playing that particular year for the first time. But you see, we are made with some things. When God created us, he put CD inside us. So my point is, you have to be good. I'm telling you, you have to be good at what you are doing. You must spend your time. And maybe this is just a diversion. You must spend your time practicing and practicing, watching videos, learning, you must be good. You must find out. Whenever those days when we were training the leaders, when they bring anything to me, I tell them, where is our future? I mean, maybe I put you in the media team, I ask you, where is our future? Then you have to show me the future of where we are going to. That's how we do everything we do in this church. Where is the future? Because you can't destroy this church and bring it down to your current state. So you must have a future for us. Because we don't want to be where you are. If the old church comes to where you are, it will be a useless church. So I always ask them, show me the future. So they show me the future. So whenever I have another meeting, I say, okay, have we moved towards this future? What resources do we need to take another step closer to the future? You see, when you meet some people 10 years after, they are still the same. The same jokes, the same everything, the same skill, they are still the same. You see, these things is not rocket science. It's not rocket science. But let's leave social studies. Let's go to the Bible. All those ones I'm talking social studies. And do not think to say to yourselves, we have Abraham as our father. For I say unto you that God is able to raise up children to Abraham from what? From these stones. And even now, so John is now introducing another reality. He's not saying even now. So my baptism is delivering people from the wrath to come. But it's not saying even now, the axe is laid to the root of the trees. Therefore, every tree which does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. I indeed baptized you with water unto repentance. But he who is coming after me is mightier than... You know what he's saying? He's saying there is a wrath that my baptism is saving you from. He said, but there is an axe. You see, after that, there's an axe that my own baptism can never save you from that axe. I tell you the truth. Now, how do I know? By the time Jesus' ministry started, John sent a report to say, let me go and ask him, is he the Christ? Or should we look for another? He too was almost losing it. You are not getting my point. Even John that was delivered, even John was already missing it. Himself was already getting confused. By the time Jesus started, by the time the level of spiritual... Now, can I talk to you here? John was the terror of Israel. But after a while, when Satan released another level, they took out John through dancing competition. Yeah. John was taken out through... It was dancing competition. People were dancing. It was a 10-year-old or someone's birthday. I think it was the king's birthday. Just, okay, let the children dance. And they were dancing. And then one of them was like, "Can't you can dance?" So they said, "What do you want? Half of my kingdom." He said, "I don't." The mother says, No. We don't want half of the kingdom. I want John's head on plate." And then they went and then arrested the guy and just uprooted his head. So when the guy was in prison, he sent disciples to go and meet. Now, before, he was saying, this is him. To the point where his disciples left and went to John. Like, he was announcing this is him. But by the time darkness entered another level, he said, let's go and ask, are you the one? Or we should expect another? That's not the same John. Are you me? So, you see, as you are rejoicing at your miracle, are you preparing for the future? Because the demon you defeated yesterday, the one coming next tomorrow, who you qua? I tell you. Am I making any sense?
Yes, sir.
Go to the... It says, even now, the axe is laid to the root of the trees.
Therefore, every tree which does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he who is coming after me, he is mightier than I. His sandals I'm not worthy to carry. He will baptize you with what? With the Holy Spirit and fire. So Jesus' tool will be what? Holy Spirit and fire. So that's what I wanted to talk about today. All I'll be talking is to introduce you to this one. To let you know the importance of what? Of fire. So without fire, you are the mercy of either rot or axe. You need fire. Now let's read it. His winnowing fan is in his hand. It will thoroughly clean out his threshing floor and gather his wheat into the barn, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. Are you together with me? So he's saying that for us to be on the good side of history and on the good side of eternity, the tool that the Holy Spirit, the tool that Jesus has provided and afforded us is the tool of Holy Ghost and what? And fire. Listen, if you don't have fire, you are in serious trouble. You are in serious trouble. I will quickly tell you about the importance of fire, why you need fire. Can you say, I need fire? What do you need?
Fire.
You need fire of the Holy Ghost in your life. Say it one more time, I need fire.
I need fire.
We all need the fire of the Spirit. Everybody who is here, everybody under the sound of my voice, you need fire. Without fire, you are being currently deceived. Without fire, you are believing a lie. Now, I'm going to tell you quickly five things about the fire of the Holy Spirit. One, fire is the vehicle that helps you to arrive at truth. Truth. The Bible says that you shall know the truth. And the truth will set you free, or it will make you free. Now, you need fire. You know, truth is not communicated as an information. Revelation is not information. Revelation is an unveiling. It's not, you see, revelation is not just that you know. It is more like you have come to know. They are two different things. It's like an unveiling. It's not what your mind knows. It's what has been unveiled in your heart. Now that is truth. And that is the one that works. Not information. You need fire for revelation. Fire brings us to revelation. And you need revelation. You see, let me say this to you. Whatever you don't know by revelation, the impact of it is, there will be no impact in your life. If you don't know by revelation. For example, if you don't know that you can be poor, you know, a lot of you, can you be poor? 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 A lot of you will say no. But won't some of you be poor? Some of you will still be poor. No, some of you will be poor. Some of you will be poor. If you don't have revelation, some of you will be poor. But you see, when you have revelation, it will be impossible to be poor. Like, it will be completely impossible. You and somebody will be in the same space like this. The same conditions, the same issues, the same age, the same height, the same color. But one will still be poor. The other will not see the possibility of being poor. Because, and both of them will say, I cannot be poor.
Can you die by accident? No. Everybody say no. But when you see the accident, you can even scream, I'm dead. You see? Some people have even died before the impact.
Yes, sir.
The high blood pressure will just... You don't see people, they said they watched ball and died. You watch Nigerian football, you watch Osimhen and die. You watch Osimhen and you died watching Osimhen. Ekong, you watch Ekong and you died watching Ekong. I just imagine those sons were believers. And you now get to heaven. You will just hide yourself like this. Then you watch football and die. My best football team is Jose Mourinho. That's my best team. So anywhere it goes is where I go. But even at that, the way I watch his matches, I will be checking my phone. If he's leading 2-0, I will now, because it's difficult for Jose Mourinho to be leading 2-0 and you win him. Almost impossible. So if he's leading, I'll watch it. If I check it, if they are beating him, I won't watch it. I say, because Jose Mourinho lost, I will not eat. Oh, this. But I love him very well. I love Jose Mourinho so much. I mean, I love him. When I'm praying, I pray for him regularly. It's part of my... I mean, serious prayer, not joking prayer. I pray for him regularly. I pray for his children. I pray about his salvation. I love him. Pastor Obi is my supplier of Jose Mourinho jersey. Immediately, he goes to another club. And if Jose Mourinho leaves your club and you treat him anyhow, that club, I hate the club. When that club is winning, it will be paining me. Anytime I see Man, you lose. Joy. Only because of Jose Mourinho. Whenever Roma is losing now, I'll be happy. When they win, I'll say, how Roma could they win like this? I love him. You see, but I can't die because of... I can't die because of him. Are you together with me? You need revelation knowledge. You see? But it's fire. It's a place of fire. You need fire to get revelation knowledge. Oh my goodness. You are not getting my point. He says the truth assures freedom. The truth assures. So imagine you knew the truth of what you are going through in life. It means that you are free. So it means that the solution to financial freedom is truth. That you can be a millionaire and billionaire by fire. Yes. That's what I'm trying to say. That, listen, friends, I tell you the truth. You can solve every life problem by fire. All those drugs they are selling in the mall that says it solves 85 problems. The real Bogunishe is fire. Oh my God. Fire solves every problem. You say fire will get you your husband. It will get you a wife. Fire. Fire solves all problems. Because you just arrive in solution by fire. You just know this is what it is. Use fire to solve all problems. You can use fire. You will use fire to solve all problems. How are we going to build what we want to build? It's fire. It's fire. That's the only thing I have. That's the only thing we have. Fire. Can you say fire? You need fire. Don't operate only at the sense level. Sense level. Don't operate your life at the sense level. When you operate at sense level, you are going to be wrong too many times. You are going to be wrong. And you are going to be under the forces and influences of devils. You are still operating where devils have a say and where they have influence. Can you say fire one more time?
Fire!
No, say like you say fire.
Fire!
Yeah, say fire.
And it's not fire. Fire. That's not it.
Are we together here?
Yes. Two. Fire is the instrument that drives truth. You see, when somebody who has fire is communicating truth, the truth will burn your heart. They said, did our hearts not burn when he was speaking to us? Let's see, fire. So imagine if everybody you were speaking to, their hearts were burning. Can you say you lack favor? You need fire to drive truth. And what that means is that your words become impartation. Jesus Christ said, the words that I speak to you, they are what? They are life. It's life. It's because of the fire influence in his words. When some people tell you, love God, it will be like as if they are asking you to sleep. What they are saying is love God, but you feel like hating God, the way they are saying it. Whereas when some people tell you, love God, you feel like, when will I love this God? Like, you can sense, you can feel the love of God. Why? Because it's fire. It's fire. So you need fire to communicate. You need fire to pass truth. Imagine if you took fire to your boardrooms and took fire to your delivery rooms. You took fire everywhere. Yesterday they were asking me to talk. They put me on panel. I don't know, why would they put me on business panel? What do I know? I've never sold Maggi before. But I switch into fire. I switch into fire. I do not know anything about business. Q1, Q2, Q3. I don't know anything about that. But fire answers all things. It will answer all things. Yeah. Fire answers all things. You need fire for all things. Don't be dull. Don't be somebody that people can step on. You need fire. Don't just be beautiful. Oh, she's a fine girl. Hey, oh baby, more paro. Fire. Don't be handsome boy who has the hair. You have cut your hair. It's fine. You have 3 steps. Fire. Are you with me? What should you have? Fire. Oh my God. I'm already sensing the fire is brewing here. Fire is the proof of truth. When you have fire, you will have proofs. You have proofs. There will be proofs of divine workings, divine activities in your life. Are we together here?
Yes, sir.
Am I making sense?
Yes.
Fire is also the instrument for longevity. If you want something to remain, do it by fire.
Yes.
It's the instrument for what? See this Bible. See how long it has been. You know why? It's a book of what? It's a book of fire. Why is it a book of fire? Because it has the stories and the words of men of what? Men of fire. Longevity. Longevity. When there is fire, you know, somebody asks me, how has it been? You've not been around. When you go back to church, and I told the person that whenever a person leaves something that he's doing and somebody else is doing it, it's almost impossible that when you check it again, you will not see things that you think it would have been done better if you were there. You see, but in this case of the Glory Center Come Church, anytime I come around, there is not one thing that I think that if I was there, it would have been improved. I tell you the truth. That's how amazing. In fact, it's as though some things even got better. You know why? Because everything we're doing by fire. And fire makes longevity happen. Are you together with me? Do you know? When you are cooking something and there is no enough fire, you see, you will stay in the kitchen.
You'll be checking it. You'll be confused. Ah, when will this thing? You will monitor it a lot. I don't know if there's those days of kerosene. When the kerosene about finish, the fire will not be. You'll now be monitoring it. There'll be a way. You'll be assisting the food. Eh? But when there's fire, you leave it alone.
Yes.
You know that it don't law. Eh? When there's fire, you leave it alone. You know that when you are coming, you are just coming to check the state of. You can even time it. You can time it. You can say the food will be ready in 40 minutes. This rice will be ready in 30 minutes because of fire. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Oh. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Those Hebrew boys said, give us vegetable and water. Come back in 10 days. That's how fire works. Fire can predict.
Yes, sir.
So come back in 10 days and come and check. Huh? Fire is sure. Ah, fire is sure. Fire is sure. Stop begging people up and down. Go and look for fire and stop this nonsense. Stop. Stop this pity party rubbish. Go and look for fire. Go and look for fire. Let something from Jesus, let it touch your soul and see what will happen. Let me see. People can help you to not die, to survive. But to be great, nobody is willing to help anybody to be great. I tell you the truth. They can help you not to die. They can help you, but to be great, nobody pity. You see, when you are operating in pity, you have disconnected yourself from greatness.
Yes,
people who should be pitied don't get great.
Yes,
if you're operating pity, you will never. But what will deliver you from pity is when you are personally okay. You see, and what makes you personally okay? You are not okay. Really okay. But to be okay when you are not really okay is because fire has landed upon your soul. Then you will now know that I'm okay. It's just a matter of time. Now, when you enter that posture, when you enter that kind of posture, then you are going somewhere. But it's fire you need. It's not pity. Oh, I wish I could hear someone say, it's fire I need. It's when you have fire, the person helping you knows he's helping himself.
Yes.
You see, the beautiful people we hosted yesterday, there are a lot of people who will do everything they can do in life to host those kind of people. We hosted them without one dot of lobby. You understand? I didn't move on. You know why? Because I'm not dreaming towards them. I'm focusing on fire. When you have fire, the world will come for you. You think the world is not coming for you because you don't have car? It's a lie because you don't have fire. And say, people are disrespecting me because I don't have money. Is it lie? You don't have money and you don't have fire. Those are the two things you don't have. You think it because you don't have money. They don't respect you because you don't have fire. Are we together here? You need fire in your life. You need heat. You see, when I mean heat, it's not noise. Sometimes those heat comes as, that heat can be supernatural calmness. Is fire. It will just be a supernatural calmness that you carry. Or an unexplainable kindness. Those are the things that I'm calling fire. You think fire is not rolling your neck or it will break? That's what I'm calling fire. I'm talking of when the Holy Ghost in you is now working.
Yeah.
What's fire? When gen is on. You know you can have gen, but it's not on. When you have gen and it's not on, there won't be light.
Yes,
It doesn't matter how, you see, gender does not come on because it's fine. It doesn't bring light because it's fine. And you know, there are some generators there. When you see them, you are sure that it can't power anything, that it can't come on. But there are some gems that even though it looks like it can't come on, they are the most reliable generator in this life. I had one like that. This gen is older than my marriage. Yeah, because they bought it for us before my wedding. So they delivered it as a wedding gift. That gen is still working till today. That gen will first use it to power my house. Because when I was younger, they told us when I was small, because poverty has its own teaching.
Yes, sir.
Now, one of the teaching of poverty was that gen cannot carry AC. They did not tell us that they told us gen cannot carry AC. And they said gen cannot carry iron. You know, they told us a lot of things gen cannot carry. So you see, when I came into Christ then, one of the things I wanted to do was to, you see, I wanted to defeat poverty. So gen cannot carry AC. I refused it. I said, no, you see, gen cannot carry AC. Gen cannot carry iron. Then also, cake has to be small. I don't know if you have been poor before, but when you are poor, you find that cake and Maggie are like the same family. Those were the things I suffered as a small person. Those were the things I suffered. I suffered cake. I suffered gin. Then I suffered suya and plantain. So in suya, it's the great ones that eat suya. Now, they give you one. And that one, you'll be cutting it small, small. So when I came into Christ, aside from the new creation things I wanted to defeat, those were the things I wanted. So now, then, of course, I don't plan to defeat it again. I started to eat a lot of suya. I said, you can eat a lot of suya. Like, I eat a lot of plantain. Just five plantain. So why? I feel like eating a snack. Because I needed to deliver myself, you know, from that until I didn't like it again. I said, all right, I'm free. You see, but some of these gen, they look rugged. That my gen is very rugged gen. After we used it in my house to power our AC, we now took it to Dankaro, our building there. We bought some window units then. It was that gen we used to power it. Then we now also transported that gen to Ibadan Church. That was what they used to start that church. Very powerful gen. But you see, there are some other gens there. They will write on that gen. 85 kVA. They will give it one new name. They'll just give it one name, New Nation or Glory Nation. So they'll just give it one fine name. They'll say, and it will be cheap. They'll say it's 100,000. They can put 85 kVA. You will now feel like you are smart. That guy, you have bought a kVA. Then you will now see another gen, maybe just 2.4 kVA. They will say 900,000. You will think you bought, but you see, that 25 kVA you thought is you bought, or maybe they say it's 15 kVA. What they just did was that they erased the dot. It's 1.5 in its original capacity. You see, when you carry fire, it doesn't matter your disadvantage. Your gen might not look beautiful. But when you carry fire, you become an asset.
Yes.
When you carry fire. No, let the man of God come. He's a man of God. That person you are holding is a man of God. Come, man of God. Let him come and sit down here. He's a man of God. You should be able to discern. You see, when you see this kind of agbada, you understand. It's not. Did you see any? Did anybody wear it here? Yeah, welcome, man of God. Welcome, sir. Are we together? You see, it wouldn't matter how rugged that generator is. You see, if it comes on, it will do the work.
Yes, sir.
Oh my goodness. When fire, when you carry fire, it wouldn't matter the disadvantage you had in life. It wouldn't matter. You just walk. Listen, be the biggest person. Maybe you are a man. You are like 10 men in one man. If fire comes upon you, people will go to organizer to blow themselves to look like you. They'll say, Kai, being slim is not good. If you are a dwarf and you carry fire, people will carry a saw and reduce their legs just to be like you. You see, I tell you the truth. When you have this fire, you can't have this advantage. You see, if you can't speak English, you see, I've seen, there was a man who had fire whose leg was paining him. I loved the man so much that my leg that was not paining me, I started walking as if my leg is paining me. I thought that maybe if my leg pain me, maybe something will come upon me. The man leg is paining me. My own leg is not paining me. But after a while, I started walking like my leg was paining me because of what he carries. Oh my goodness. I hear in my spirit you are becoming an example. Yeah. What need you? What need you? Eh? What do you need?
Fire.
Did you go somewhere? I said, what do you need? What are you going for? Oh, I wish the people I'm preaching to are in this room. I said, what are you going for? No, I didn't hear. I said, what are you going for? What are you going for? What are you going for? You see, when a woman carries this fire, she will have a kind of submission to her husband. Her husband will be suspecting. You know, sometimes I used to suspect my wife. I used to suspect her that she will feel pamini. No, I'm telling you, when you look at the level of brokenness and submission, I'm sometimes afraid. You know what? It's fire. Because brokenness and submission is not a natural thing. You see, there is nothing as easy as poem. Maybe write a poem to your spouse. You know, you are the this thing. When the light comes, it's you I see. You see, all those ones saying is easy. But when you see a woman who is broken and submitted to her husband, and sees her husband as boss and as Lord, it's not a natural thing. It's a thing of fire. When you see a man also willing to die for his wife, it's a thing of fire. You need fire, right? Fire. Glenn, what do you need?
Fire.
We need fire. It helps you stop seeing disadvantage.
Yes.
You see, today is the last day where you think you are disadvantaged. Today is the last day. Fire will turn your mistake. It will make your mistake beautiful. When fire comes upon you, all your mistakes will look beautiful. I've heard people tell me, is it because I was not a Muslim before I got saved? Why I'm not like you? Oh Lord, why did you make me a Muslim? It's fire that is making a man wish he was a Muslim. Fire. Fire. You might have gone through a divorce or whatever. It's inconsequential when fire comes. So. It's inconsequential when fire comes. Without fire, you'll be seeing mistakes. You'll be seeing impossibilities. You'll be understanding why it will not work. Say, hey, we cannot build now. Dollar has gone up. Cement is times two. You and who? It's fire now. It's fire. It's another realm of operation. It's another realm of operation. When fire comes like this, people will be seeing you as though you are suffering. But you know you are not.
Yeah.
And after a while, the man with fire sees first what others will see later. You see it first. You see it first. Look for this fire. Stop analyzing your problem. Look for fire. Reduce your life to all I want is fire. Don't see your life as something where you are trying to solve various problems. Leave the problems alone. In the wilderness, when the serpent was biting them, the solution was get your gaze on the serpent that is lifted up. It's not the ones biting you you should focus on. You should not focus on what's not working. Fire is always available. Focus on that one. Stop focusing on what's not working. You need fire in your life. Fire in your bones. It helps you walk through storms. It helps you overcome, climb walls. It upgrades you. It gives you divine perspective. What's this mountain before Zerubbabel? It's nothing. Give me fire. I want this fire. Give me fire. I don't want everybody. I just want one person somewhere. The rest come back and pray. See, I want this fire. I want this fire. I need this fire. This fire of the Holy Ghost. Orakia bos in a marake. Ashare kamele tuda. Hey. Listen to me. If you are in a waiting season, we don't wait crying. We don't wait wailing. We don't wait being doing pity party. Fire helps you wait gloriously. You are waiting, but you are tonguing. You are waiting, but you are praising. But you are joyful. You are waiting, but you are moving. You are not waiting to be pitied. No pity in this place. Can you grab something from heaven this morning? Can you lay out? Can you lay out on something?
I need this fire.
Fire. I need your Yes. Yes.
I am strong.
Yes. Yes. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Be on your feet, everybody. I said fire helps you. It's the instrument for longevity. It's also by fire we build a true culture. Is it without fire? All these children you think you are raising, they will turn against all those nonsense you are doing. It is fire will build true culture. If a man and a wife don't have fire, and you think you can be carrying children to church, it's not by that. It's if you don't have fire, nothing happens. Fire, you see, Jesus by fire could live. When the fire came upon the disciples, they did greater works. When you release fire over a people, you don't need to micromanage them. No, you don't need to be doing over inspection. Because fire is consistent. Is fire not consistent? Fire is the same. The same fire. Go for fire. Go for fire. Stop focusing on problems. You go for what?
Fire.
Fire. You go for fire. And you know what? God is not partial. Anybody that comes for fire. You see, and when fire comes upon a man, you see, if three people are walking, fire comes upon, if two people are walking, fire comes upon one, the second person had better get fire. Because after a while, they will not be compatible. Fire is also the tool of separation.
Yes,
yes sir. Yes, sir. Not that they are not born again, but already they relong so. Your passion has been purified. I want to save the world. You are talking to me about moving to a fire house. What my business with that? Is that what I'm talking about? And you are saying it with so much passion. And I want to change the world. We cannot be friends for long. We are not ordinary people. We are people of fire. Man and wife. Singles, young man and young woman. Look for fire. Fire would even change the trajectory of your business. Look for fire. Organize your life for fire. Shut down some things dulling your fire. Shut them down. Go for fire. Let God enter your room and visit you. When are you going to have that life-changing dream? That life-changing encounter. When will it happen? Oh, you are waiting on God. God is waiting on you. Say, God, I won't let you go unless you bless me. That's what we're talking about. You know, when we get to the end of this year, when others are talking about how tough it was, you will say, it's one of my best years ever.
Yes.
Some of us do not talk nonsense. Some of us cannot say, things are bad. With who? You and who? I said, can't you also feel it? What are you feeling? I feel it, but I feel something more.
Yes.
I feel something more. And because of the more that I feel, that more is changing my situation.
Yes.
Yeah. Let's lift up our hands and honor the Lord and say, Father, we honor you. Wives, go and do marriage by fire. Husbands, do marriage by fire. Stop all this cultural nonsense that you are doing. And love your wife the way Christ loves the church. Submit to your husband the way Jesus will have you submit. And stop saying he does not deserve it. That's logic. Not what? Not fire. Father, we thank you for fire. Come on, say I'm a man of fire.
I was born by fire.
I was born for fire. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you excited about your life?
Yeah.
Say you like this, your life. You like him. You don't like this, your life. You don't like him. I like him. I like him. I like him. Whether you like him or you don't like him, your business. I like him. Because I see the possibilities in God. I see the possibilities in Christ Jesus. I'm excited about my life. There are a lot of problems, but there is a greater fire inside me.